Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah.
Right. Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy that makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
How does the sex bit happen? You can still feel it. Like, it felt, it was kind of, it's difficult to explain.
Like a weight.
Kind of a weight, but at the same time, weightless.
I like chocolate OG. It looks pretty good. I'm a big indica guy.
Pizza's special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Sobriety, beaming, say, can you see?
All right, here we go. It's a Tuesday.
By the way, you want a ghost update?
A ghost? Of
well,
course I want
you
a ghost
that,
update.
You played that little...
Of course there. I do.
So there's a charity auction for a school, I think in Rhode Island, and people are bidding for the opportunity to have the entire Lizzie Borden house to themselves for a night.
What?
With me, Adam Berry, and Hold Amy on. Bruni.
And does a sexual experience with a ghost
it could
end
happen.
In orgasm?
It could happen. I don't know.
Wow.
So
how about that?
What's the bid up to? I probably could get it for free, but I kind of want it.
When last I checked last night, it was up to 3,000.
That's awesome.
I don't know where it's at.
No.
So I'll let you know if
all right. Well, that sounds
that
good.
I survived the night.
Keep you up to date on that.
Yeah.
So once you go ghost, you never go back.
That's what I've
pretty
heard.
Much. Yeah.
Is that right?
It is. Yes.
When is this?
That lady had sex with a ghost, guys.
It's coming up in the next couple of months. It's depending on scheduling, but she changed her name, you know, later on in life because once she killed her parents as Lizzie Borden,
yeah.
There was a stigma attached to it.
She got married because she was such a hot catch after that point that she changed her name.
Lizbeth Borden later
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, nobody knew. And nobody knew. Like, oh, thank God you're not Lizzie Borden. We would have been really scared there.
I would have done it. Okay, anyway.
Dale, huge TV event on Sunday night. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. That would be the Game of Thrones season and series finale.
Where we learned that Samwell Tarly invented plastic.
He sure did. And Bran the Broken is on the Iron Throne. And people...
What?
People are upset.
Spoiler alert!
No, it's not. It's not a spoiler. People are very upset. They're all over this.
Did you see the numbers? 19.3 million people were watching Sunday
and
night.
And 1 million have signed that petition to get them to rewrite it with competent writers.
Yeah.
So people are upset. And what you do now, because it's 2019, is when you're upset about something,
bitch.
You film yourself complaining
oh,
about it.
No.
And this guy, I'm surprised who he blamed for this, but he was really upset.
Yeah. Say something to him, Farrell! Unbelievable!
No, that's not joking.
That's not
no,
him.
No, that wasn't him. That wasn't him. But people were so upset about the Game of Thrones finale.
You're gonna find me dead! I'm gonna kill myself!
That's not the same.
Terrible. Just so
one,
sad.
Not
so
that
sad.
One.
All right. We have some others. We have some others
okay.
that were, in fact, about Game of Thrones.
I watched the finale of Game of Thrones. What I gotta say was this finale was a show. D&D. If you're watching this, Dumb and Dumber.
That's also...
The showrunners.
The showrunners,
yeah.
You guys are a bunch of hacks.
Oh.
I knew about the leaks, but this was so poorly executed. Yeah, overall, what a big disappointment and a spit to the face of a lot of hardcore Game of Thrones fans.
So he's not taking it well. That gentleman began his video with like 30 seconds of silence of him just staring at the camera.
So he's just going to videotape himself complaining about the finale for Game of Thrones.
Correct. That's sort of what people do, Dale. That's sort of what they do. Yeah. This was a group effort. This was one guy, two girls.
Lucky.
Hey.
And I'm just describing the video.
Oh, okay.
But again, he had a big smile on his face.
Stop
but anyway, there was one person here that didn't hate it. The other two, not so much.
Not everyone's pissed off, Jerry.
I'm not pissed off.
Right. I'm happy, and you're ruining it.
Blah.
Well, you're Debbie Downer, you're a party pooper.
One person?
I am beyond disappointed. That's all I have to say. I can't.
Exactly. There's
I'm
a
happy.
Hollow feeling in my chest.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I am satisfied. I can't.
What was that?
Was that the cat? Was that, the Callahan household?
What was it?
Jerry.
It could have been.
I think one of those girls was crying.
The one of them was satisfied.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I am satisfied. I'm
not bad.
All right.
Not bad. Hey.
I just want to, leave.
With how everything went and how sideways from what we all thought was going to happen and went, I am happy with how that ended.
It was so sideways. Aww. She was having a hard time.
She was having a sad.
She was having a real sad.
They done threw up that Targaryen flag so quick. Where is she? That was dope. That was so dope. Oh, that shot was amazing. I'm mad at you, girl, but that was beautiful.
That was her talking about Danny Targaryen.
If that's
so this
the shot, I think it is.
With the banner.
Oh, see,
no, but then the wings. No, it is when the dragon wings come behind.
That was the coolest part of the whole episode.
I thought
episode.
That
I
was
like that
one of the
I
great
like
shots
much.
In recent television
That
history.
Was very cool. I like that.
Democracy in Westeros? That ain't gonna happen.
Samwell got shot down immediately with that idea, too.
He did. He was pushing democracy, and I was like, they're not going to go here, are they?
No.
And then.
That ain't going to happen.
I don't think so either. All right, so this was the. This one's just an emotional fan.
Tonight, I've been really emotional today. I've been worried. I've been upset. Been confused over the whole season. Where we're going.
I don't get it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know any of the characters. I'm having a hard time following.
Does anybody just watch TV?
No, you gotta, online and complain about it.
It ruins their lives.
Yeah, she's had a day.
She's been upset.
Yes.
Over the whole season.
Yeah.
Where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple hours ago, I was just like, this is it. Like, however it ends, this is it.
Right. That's usually how the finales go.
And I just got emotional.
Oh, boy.
I know it's a TV show.
Right.
But now, through all the ups and downs, the journey ends. The books are still going to come out with a lot more context and explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, George R. R. Martin.
Right.
I'm not going to read the books. I'm just going to be honest. I'm not a reader.
She's like, can't wait for the books.
By the
of
way,
course, won't read them. But
George R. R. Martin anyway. Noted Jets fan.
Right.
Hates the Patriots.
Right.
Continues to say to this day they've cheated.
George R. R. Martin does?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a coward.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's what the next book's about.
I mean, he's not wrong necessarily, but still a coward. Still a coward. All right. This was, so obviously these are all spoilers. So one of the big emotional scenes in the episode was when Jon Snow stabbed Danny Targaryen.
This should be really awkward to explain. Yo, Flying Puppy is not going to be happy about this. Nope. Oh, John, he coming for that ass. Burn him off. Well, at least Daenerys was finally assassinated just like her character was last week.
That's not bad. That's not a bad line.
Flying Puppy?
That was pretty good.
Was
he
watching the Neverending Story?
Probably Drogon, I guess.
Drogon.
I'm so screwed. Oh, here it comes. Mommy, where are you? Mommy! Oh, you're so screwed. Yo, eat both asses. I get it. It was never about the throne. It was the friendships that we made along the way.
Please explain the whole thing for you there.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Yeah.
How would you like to be sitting in a room with that Nimrod watching the finale?
Or how would you rather be sitting on YouTube watching him watch the show?
Oh,
that's
God.
What people are doing.
Come on.
I'm serious.
Why would you watch
damn.
That?
Damn!
Damn.
Why would I watch that? I wouldn't. I would not watch that. All right, here's the a similar scene, and then we're also going to jump ahead to the council scene and some of the stuff with Bram. These are all reaction videos.
I literally only cried for the dragon. What is even going to happen now? I didn't think she was going to die that early in the episode. I don't understand the show. I hate everything. Poor Drogon. He lost both his brothers, and now he had to lose his mom, too. And he's the only dragon in the whole world, and he's probably just lonely.
So I'm kind of with her on that. I mean, he's a
voice inflection,
he's
too.
He's a widow, won't we? I mean, I agree with her.
Jon Snow's the rightful king, okay? Now I gotta come out and say it.
Right.
Jon's the right Targaryen.
No one's any better.
John is the rifle king.
Is she eating popcorn?
Yes. She got free popcorn at the inter-squad scrimmage, and she brought some of it home.
I cannot imagine an ending that would make sense. Bran doesn't even have a personality. What? Danny dies, and John goes to jail, and they're just talking about Bran being the king. Like, this is okay? What? I hate this.
So,
yeah,
on the text machine, as you might imagine,
yes.
Keith, you're getting some heat. For the spoilers that you're...
So if you... Are no, you kidding no, me? Wait. Are you
I'm
kidding
defending
me?
You here.
No,
Keith.
I know. I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying to them.
Today on CNN...
Oh, it was everywhere.
This morning, they're showing...
No, this was on
Jon
HBO.
Snow stabbing Daenerys.
This wasn't... You had to go to the theater. This was... You could watch it at home. It was Sunday at 9. You're busy, watch it at 10. Busy, watch it at 11. Busy, watch it at midnight. You had all day yesterday to watch it. You had all last night to watch it. You could watch it this morning. If you cared about Game of Thrones, you've already seen Game of Thrones. So please,
even if you don't care, you know this was a huge television event.
I mean, when
you couldn't possibly avoid it. Also,
it's been everywhere.
That guy,
front
page
of the paper. It's been everywhere.
That's
this whole brand.
Right.
You know, is well, it's not really an Iron Throne for him to sit on, nor could he sit on it if there was one.
Well,
but it's beside the point.
He does a lot of sitting. He does a lot of sitting.
But the, spoiler alert!
Yeah,
everybody
it's
in
all,
America
it's
knows.
All spoiler. It's all spoiler alert.
That ain't gonna happen.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So this was somebody saying this was the worst series finale ever.
Game of Thrones season 8 episode 6 is by far one of the worst series finales in television history. This was literally one of the worst possible outcomes ever, just when I thought I had seen it all with this season. Just when I thought I'd seen the pinnacle of bad writing with previous episodes. This episode comes out like, you ain't seen nothing yet.
And then, of course, Dale, Dem Thrones boys, Rich Keefe, Ryan Davey, and Chris Shine. We reacted to it after the fact.
Did you have your own YouTube channel, too?
Yeah, we did. Dork Podcast.
Pardon my French. What the f***? What's that?
That was the first reaction there. We weren't huge fans of
I will
the
say
finale.
This.
Although
as,
Davey didn't hate it.
Having seen all 73 episodes
yes,
now,
yes.
I will say this. I found it a little hard. It strained my credulity that all the Stark kids just
what?
Survive and sail
I
off.
I have I mean, no idea what that word is.
I mean, how do all the Stark kids survive?
Don't speed past that, Dale. What was that word?
It's an SAT word.
SAT word. Hold on a
I still don't know what it is.
Let's circle back to that word. Use it.
Was it credulity?
What?
Credulity.
Credulity?
Credulity.
I've never heard that
well,
word
trust
in my
me.
Life.
So
not all the Stark kids survived. Rob Stark dead. Rickon Stark
I mean,
dead.
Yeah, but you got Arya, Sansa, Bran. I mean, Jon yeah. sort of, kind of. I mean, how can
no,
you?
I know.
They're all just, yeah, they're good. They're all fine.
That's true.
Thousands of people die, but not these four.
Not them.
All I want to say is this makes me feel a hell of a lot better about being a wrestling fan when people like criticize because
yeah.
all that people do is criticize stuff. Look at this. This
I
makes
actually
me
heard
feel
Dale's
like,
reaction
good.
To all the Starks surviving.
Did you?
Oh, damn.
Damn.
All right. There you go, Dale. People are upset about
well,
Game of Thrones.
I'm glad we yep. got to all of that, yep. too. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number as we get back to your calls and talking some. About a number controversy.
Uh-oh.
Believe it or not. Now, this is Jerry Callahan territory, but
yeah,
I'm
going to
step into it
we'll
anyway.
We'll get there. Okay.
A number controversy. A uniform number controversy. Woo. We'll get to that when we come back as well.
That ain't going to
happen.
Oh, damn!
This episode comes out like, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Unbelievable! You're gonna find me dead! I'm gonna kill myself!
Spring
is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.